语课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 1, International Relations. Interpretation Case Study. Passage 1.
外交部长李兆星2007年发布会。
中国是一个发展中国家，地域和城乡发展不太平衡，我们老百姓的生活也好不算太富裕，我们自己的发展任务任重道远，在我们看来，帮助别人也是帮助自己，我们在谋求自身发展的同时，向其他发展中国家提供力所能及的援助，提供这些援助的时候都不发展不附加政治条件，而且援助是务实的，我们自己是在走和平发展的道路，在国际上我们是发挥着建设性的作用，刚才我提过，我们是要为世界的和平合作和发展事业多努力。
Passage 2 Protecting Human Rights
Our focus must be the security of the individual. Violations of human rights can never be accepted. State sovereignty implies also responsibility. If governments fail to protect their people, the international community must be prepared to act. In its report, The Responsibility to Protect, the International Commission on Intervention and State Sovereignty,points out important issues for the international community to take on. How could we make sure that sovereignty and independence never become a license to abuse people? How should the international community live up to its responsibility when states fail to protect their people? We must make full use of instruments available to avoid war. The Security Council must be ready to actOn early warning signals on threats of mass violations of human rights. Mechanisms to prevent such situations may be intrusive in character and need to be strengthened based on accountability and international law.